McGreevy, Dr. Maya Angelou, Tracy Morgan, Heather Duckworth, Adam Rippon, Francois Clemens, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Alexis Ohanian, and Alex Honnold.
Hi, this is Gail King from CBS This Morning. We sure hope it's your favorite morning TV news show. I'd like to introduce you to one of the most popular segments on our program. It's called Note to Self. This is the introduction. It's funny the things that stay with you. I was in third, maybe fourth grade, studying the presidents, when a boy named Wayne Viviano decided to share his latest off-the-mark epiphany with me. If it weren't for Abraham Lincoln, he said, you'd be my slave. I remember feeling embarrassed, looking around the room to see if anyone else had heard him, and wondering if other kids felt the same way. I remember rushing home after school to ask my mother if Wayne was telling the truth. My mom reassured me. Wayne Viviano doesn't know what he's talking about, she said. So, if I could send that skinny little 9-year-old girl with the braided pigtails and the happy smile a message from the woman who she had grown up to be, what is it I would tell her? That's the premise of our Note to Self, Emmy-nominated series on CBS This Morning. We ask visionaries, entertainers, politicians, humanitarians, athletes, and even, get this, a Muppet, what they want to tell their younger selves. And we filmed every man, woman, and a frog, too, as they read their answers. The real question is this. How would you answer if you could write the younger you a letter? What advice, comfort, insight would you choose to include? Would you let your seventh grade self know that sometimes insecurity comes across as mean? Would you tell your 20-something self that not getting a job you thought you really, really wanted was actually a blessing in disguise? Would you share your hard-earned wisdom that it's dangerous, really dangerous, to see your worth through somebody else's eyes? Maybe you would choose to concentrate on how to manage life's big relationships. Imagine being able to send word that marriage gets complicated, and that sometimes the decision to stick it out or to leave is the best one that you will make in life. Or maybe you could warn your younger self that the parents you thought were invincible will make some giant mistakes. I don't know about you, but there were a few times when the only thing my younger self wanted to hear was very simple. You're going to get through this. With your body and soul intact. That's also the healing message of our segment and of this book. Listening to these letters is just about as thought-provoking, wrenching, relatable, funny, powerful, and comforting as going back in time and delivering a note-to-self message of your own. That's partly because each person in this collection speaks from a place of hard-won enlightenment. They are people who have been tested. Many have gone through unimaginable loss. Many have triumphed in ways nobody believed possible. All have faith, resilience, and a mighty heart. Vice President Joe Biden is a man who has learned that when you get knocked down, you have to get back up and start looking hard, really hard, for the small kindnesses, the tender mercies, and the genuine good that still exists. Jimmy Green writes of channeling grief into music after losing his beautiful 6-year-old daughter, Anna Grace, on a sunny December morning in 2012, when she became one of the 26 people massacred at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Jane Fonda is another story. She wants you to understand that despite people constantly telling you how to live, you will only be happy being your true self. Here is what she writes. You'll come to find that you have to be perfect, meaning thin and pretty and appealing and certain.